history, humankind has looked to understand the world around us, to define, taxonomize, and scientate. But some secrets have defied the cold scalpel of knowledge. These dark mysteries still reside within the Mind Trench with your guide, Rob Bollock.
Hello, Rob, in
good
the
morning,
studio.
Good
you all right?
I thought someone was going to come in the studio. I got distracted, but they didn't. Right, now, first off, everybody's sending me stuff to check out, but I want everybody to check out. If you've got 5 minutes, check out Golden Moles online.
Golden Moles, all right.
They are possibly one of the cutest things I've ever seen in my life.
Are you being
Googling
sarcastic?
It right now.
No, I'm not being sarcastic. They're so lovely. They have no sort of eyes, but they're absolutely fantastic. What they do is they live in the southern part of Africa, and they live in sort of sandy soil.
Oh, it looks like a little furry potato.
Yes.
It's so
cute. A potato with a jacket on, real furry jacket on. And they actually feel things by vibrations.
Okay, so they actually just don't have eyes.
They don't have eyes.
Wow.
Vibrations, that's cool.
And they're absolutely fantastic. But I just want you to check them out because I think it will make you go,
Do you think that the vibrations tie in with other things that you've talked to us about in the past? Like human vibrations and energies?
Yeah.
You reckon they feel that?
Golden moles have very well aligned chakras. You heard it here.
Yeah, I just saw them the other day on TV and I just fell in love with them.
They're
don't want one
cute.
As a pet because it would be horrible. You have to keep them in a sandbox or something. But they're
They're cute, but they're definitely a bit... they definitely look like a mole.
Yeah, moles are cute. Do you not like moles?
No, I like moles. I like all animals.
animals.
They're very cute, but I've seen other cute animals.
But you've got to watch them actually move and stuff.
Okay, maybe I'll watch a video.
While you're doing that, eyebrows.
Eyebrows.
Why do we have them?
Actually, that's
What's a bloody good question.
What are they all about?
I'm going to tell you, right? That's the whole point of me being here, I suppose, really. Firstly, they help prevent dust or debris, sweat and water from going into our eyes.
I did not know that.
Are you taking a mickey?
No, I didn't know that. Okay. I thought you were going to go down the road of expressions. Sorry.
No, I'm going to go down that. But
that's a really practical, useful thing.
As a species, we rely on our sight more than any other sense. So while we have slowly evolved to lose most of our body hair, the eyelashes and eyebrows have stayed.
So it's interesting that the eyebrow doesn't then go all the way around the eye.
Oh, wouldn't that be good?
That would be so... Like eyebrow goggles.
But if that's the purpose, don't you think?
Yeah.
Wait, what's the purpose? How is that useful? My brain is struggling to catch up. With your eyebrow going around your whole eye.
Well, the purpose is that it collects dust and stops it getting into your eye.
Right,
you have eyelashes on both sides of your eye. So why doesn't your eyebrow go all the way around?
I might draw that on myself today when I get home just for a laugh.
But just to test it out.
The eyebrows took another function, communication.
Okay.
Facial expressions convey meaning and emotion. And it's hard to fake it, really. And eyebrows exaggerate expressions, especially when you see a cartoon.
Some people
can wiggle their eyebrows because I've got blonde eyebrows. I remember actually losing my eyebrows and eyelashes once in an explosion. Well, a little explosion.
Hang on, what?
Oh, it's just a little explosion. I'll talk about it off air. And I lost my eyebrows and eyelashes and no one noticed.
Back to that. Well, you've got very fair eyebrows,
Because I'm very
Rob.
Fair. But so that's why we got eyebrows. Stop looking at me
Sorry,
like that.
If I lost my eyebrows, it would be quite obvious.
They're quite dark.
I feel like...
But I've got very long eyelashes, apparently.
But you've got, like,
Rob is batting his eyes just for the radio.
Where your eyebrow is. Yeah. So even if you lost those little blonde hairs you've got there...
Okay.
I feel like it would
just
be fine.
Can you stop looking at me now? You're freaking me out.
They still move.
Yeah. I think eyebrows are one of those things, though, that if you look at them for too long, they start to be really weird.
Yeah.
Like, why do
we
have these?
That? Can you keep one eyebrow still and make the other one arch up?
Yeah.
Oh, you can.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well, it'd be both of you.
Tess just had to part her fringe so that you could actually see them.
Right, so that's eyebrows. We got them. Fantastic. Thank God we have got them right. Hay fever.
That's quite
good.
Could
do without this one, to be honest.
So why don't my eyebrows stop my hay fever? That's
because they should. If they went all the way round, they would.
Maybe they would.
Wasn't medically recognised until 1819.
I thought we were talking about eyebrow stuff.
Yeah, this is hay fever. When English physician John Bostock was the first person to accurately describe the disease when he presented a study called The Case of a Periodical Affection of the Eyes and Chest to a group of physicians and surgeons at the Medical and Surgical Society in London.
Oh, yeah.
In his talk, he described the patient with rather a delicate constitution who suffered from itching and sneezing during the summer months. He called the patient JB, which was him. He could have come up with something different.
It's like my close and personal friend.
Over the years, he tried like loads of home remedies, such as, now don't try this at home, kids, because it was, he tried opium, purging, bleeding, and really horrifyingly, a course of mercury.
Okay, I've got to say, I'd rather just have hay fever than deal with any of that.
Have you had bad hay fever?
Oh, yeah, but like a course of mercury. This is poison.
But he said the only thing that stopped it was staying indoors for 6 weeks.
lockdown.
The term hay fever takes its name from a popular idea in the 19th century that the smell of hay in the summer irritated the body. It wasn't until 30 years later that Manchester physician Charles Blackley found out the main hay fever culprit is pollen.
Yes.
But for whatever reason, pollen fever never caught on.
Yeah, hay fever's kind of, it's once it sticks, it sticks.
Yeah,
and pollen fever sounds a bit more serious.
When it first got diagnosed as that, it was a very popular thing to have afflictions have wrong with you, because a lot of doctors and lawyers and stuff and clergymen would get it, so it was quite an upper class disease or affliction. I don't know if we call it a disease or affliction.
How come? It has like a class thing. Is that because
that's welcome to England?
I wonder
England.
If that's just more, like less more that people just don't know what it was or didn't acknowledge that's what was going on.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
So there you go. I thought that was going to take longer than that.
No, that was fantastic. I'm also looking at a photo of a baby golden mole.
Aren't they the cutest thing you've ever seen?
It's
when
like
they
the
move
size
about?
Of a thumb. It's so tiny and it's shiny as well.
Yeah.
They must have a shiny coat because they live in the desert. I imagine it reflects the heat off of
them. So what did you think of it? You're pretty nonplussed, didn't you, really?
No, I think they're cute for sure, but I'm just surprised that that's like, of all the cute animals in the world, I think I'm just a bit surprised that's the one that is the cutest to you.
It's like a tiny, furry silver potato with a little button nose. How could anything be cuter than that? It's also got some kind of freaky claws, just
seen
like those sideways.
My cat?
No, yeah, okay, cats are cute. Kittens are cute.
No, it is very, very sweet. It's very sweet.
Okay, we've had a thought about eyebrows from a texter here. Eyebrows stop sweat running down into the eyes, so maybe that's why they don't circle the eye, because you don't want it to, like, catch at the bottom as well. Disgusting thought, but...
Oh.
You see what I mean? It's like, it stops at the top, but you don't want it to, you know, catch the sweat underneath. That's just a bit yuck.
Just think it would make such a difference to makeup and stuff if you had eyebrows going all around there. It'd be like, everybody would look like a panda.
Eyebrow goggles.
Yeah.
Maybe we could patent that.
We have so many money-making ideas on this segment.
Honestly, we're full of so many schemes on this segment. Well, thank you very much for
that,
Rob.
Okay.
Would you like people to text you some suggestions?
Yes, please.
5395,
yes, please.
Folks. Anything from moles to eyebrows to conspiracy theories about aliens.
No conspiracy theories,
no conspiracy
please.
Theories.
I'm over them.
No conspiracy theories, but moles are absolutely acceptable.
Yes.
The Mind Trench with Rob Bollocks, only on 95 BFM.
And Rob has put in a very good request for a track.